welcome to Alex Jones Show, the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live from the Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's an honor to be back with you again this Sunday evening. And I'm here to tell you the war has begun. It is official. As if it wasn't already on the table, that the MAGA movement, the real MAGA movement in America First movement, is at all-out war with the Republican establishment. I'm here to tell you again that here in Minnesota, the cultural epicenter of American politics, the war is in full tilt. We had our Minnesota GOP convention this weekend, yesterday, Friday, and Thursday, and I cannot begin to tell you all the skullduggery that took place during this convention. On the other side of the break here, we're going to play the speech, my 10-minute convention speech, which had great response and feedback. There's this entire anomaly, and Mike Lindell's involved too, because he was running for endorsement in governor's race, and there was this entire controversy yesterday, Saturday, with the clickers, and the clickers didn't work to cast your ballots for the endorsement for the entire convention. People stood up and said the same thing on Friday. They talked about irregularities and anomalies with the clickers, obviously, for a party that preaches security for our elections, secure elections, election integrity. You'd think we'd be able to use paper ballots at our own convention, but I guess not. I guess people are too lazy to hand count paper ballots at the convention, you know, because we all got to get home or to the bar or celebrate after all the after parties. You know, it's one big party, grand old party, more like grand old posers. And now we're all on our way to a primary. A couple of state house reps even came out public. And these people are not ultra MAGA. These people aren't America Firsters. You have a tough time even getting some of these people to say that the elections are not secure. Not necessarily rhinos, I wouldn't say, but they do sort of lean to the establishment side of things. I think people are starting to see the truth for what it really is. And there's going to be some movement now for a lot of people over the next few months or several months or so, because some of this stuff is getting so blatant. And the convention here in Minnesota was a great example of that, where Mike Lindell was right. Now, you can't trust these electronic voting systems, even at a convention. Some of the state house reps that were there for yesterday's convention, came out publicly and said the entire election should be invalidated. The entire convention should be invalidated, and all candidates that are able should go to the primary, should run a primary. I mean, this is uncanny for the people who were saying it. Jim Nash, who's a state senator. State Rep Walter Hudson, who's had some controversy himself as of late, but he's a decent guy. Walter is a logical guy. Do I agree with him on everything? No. But I think the way that the party's treated him as of late after his controversy, I don't know if you know, but if you're from Minnesota, obviously Elliot Engen, who was running for, I believe, state auditor, if not secretary of state, I forget which one, you know, was drinking and driving, and Walter Hudson was with him. Walter Hudson was drinking. He had a firearm on him. So there was a huge, story about that in recent months. And I don't think the party's been too kind to him, because we tend to, admonish people pretty severely for mishaps and mistakes. And, if in my opinion, there is no, there's not a justification for drinking and driving. However, people make mistakes. It's not a mistake I would make, because I don't drink much, rarely ever, let alone would I ever drink and drive. But Walter Hudson's a smart guy, and he's seen the Minnesota Republican Party from the inside for years, and even he's starting to break ranks. I mean, Minnesota is going to become the epicenter of the 2026 midterm. Stay tuned for it. On the other side, we're going to play my convention speech from Friday morning, and then we'll be back with you here on the Alex Jones Show, Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Thanks for- for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Horace White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you have to excuse me this evening. My voice is a little hoarse. I had a basketball tournament this weekend. We just won the state tournament. My 15-year-old boys, 15U, Lead Sports Academy. Shout out to the Lead Sports Academy and a couple of handful of 15-year-old boys that I've been coaching now since they were probably in the fifth, sixth grade. And we had an incredible championship game here just not even an hour ago. And I'm super intense in every game, but especially a championship game. Especially a championship game against a rival team. Got a little bit of history with the team that we played against. We beat them pretty thoroughly by about 25 points. They had a mercy rule where if you're up 20-plus with 2 minutes left, they call the game. So certainly not the ending that we expected. We expected it to be a much more competitive game with a rival, but we had a great day at the office. My voice is a little hoarse. My apologies. Not to mention all the screaming and yelling that I did at the convention the day before. It has been all-out war at the Minnesota GOP convention. And the, you know, the long story short is our chair is a rhino. How do you know he's a rhino? Alex Plekish is his name. How do you know he's a rhino? Because he tells the party, don't use the word rhino. That tells you everything you need to know. Anybody who tells Republicans not to use the term rhino is, in fact, a rhino. Or most likely a rhino. In his case, he is. He's a Mike Pence, Nikki Haley Republican. I don't need to be liked. I didn't get into politics to be liked. I don't do much of anything anymore to be liked. I like the people that I like. I like Alex Jones. Nobody's going to tell me different. I like the great Steve Bannon. Nobody's going to tell me anything different. I like who I like. And I'm going to stick with the people I like. Because, you know, I'm not looking for many new friends. I just got connected with Joel Webbin. I like Joel Webbin. I think Joel Webbin is funny, wicked brilliant. And he tells it like it is. When he said that Protestants worship blacks, women, and Jews. I just experienced it myself at the Minnesota GOP convention. And it's all twisted, right? I mean, it's like they worship those prototypes if they'll play along with the agenda. If they won't play along with the agenda, then they're persona non grata as well, just like the left. Same identity politics, exact same, in fact. So long story short about our convention is this. The way it works is you go to caucuses back in February, and then throughout the BPOU conventions and the congressional district conventions or Senate district conventions, you are brought in or voted in as a delegate of your, you know, of your BPOU. And the BPOUs are broken up into the, you know, many counties or areas all throughout the state. There's a way to influence the caucus process, which then ends in the endorsement at the state convention. Now, all of those who are in favor of the endorsement process and the grassroots sort of effort think to themselves, hey, we're going to ask, you know, tell people through the precinct strategy to get involved in their party and hopefully work their way up to be involved in the party convention, to be elected as a delegate. So they can, you know, vote on endorsing candidates. But the way it turns out is the establishment folks have the same power. They can, in fact, push people into the caucus process too. This go around, I think they went out of their way to get a bunch of establishment type folks into the caucus process, which then eventually ended up in the endorsing convention. And that's not all. The reason why Mike Lindell wasn't endorsed yesterday, and he should have been, and it is a god-awful shame that Mike Lindell was not endorsed in our convention. It's a complete repudiation of the MAGA movement, of the fight for election integrity, of President Trump's win and his mandate and his popularity in the party. And it's not a repudiation of the MAGA movement from the right. Let's be clear. I was thinking about this the other day. People say, why do you still have President Trump's cereal box there? He's going back on all his campaign promises. You got to understand, I live in a place where I'm still arguing for the 2016, 2020, 2024 President Trump in our party. Wherever you may be, you may have the luxury to have moved on now from the fact that President Trump was right in 2024. Here in Minnesota, we're not so lucky. We still have to fight for the lines that President Trump drew in 2024. And the people in our establishment don't like that version of President Trump. They don't like the President Trump who was cheated out of the 2020 election. They don't like to say that he was cheated out of the 2020 election. They don't believe in mass deportations. They don't believe in the security of our elections. They don't believe in the MAGA base. It has very little to do with President Trump, although they have a particular disdain for him. And even Lisa DeMuth and Kendall Qualls, they're not President Trump supporters. They're absolute liars. And what upsets me the most, maybe out of all of this, right? I mean, the endorsing convention is its own deal, and the party can, for example, as an aside, they have a nominations committee that deems whether candidates are qualified or not. In 2024, despite having no criminal record, you know, we go to our Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, we pull our own criminal history, and we submit it to the party. And when I submitted mine in 2024, it took me all of 4 minutes to get my copy, my file from the Minnesota BCA, because I had literally nothing on my record. I think there was like one thing, minor deal. Actually, had to do with the OFP situation with my ex-wife. Was supposed to be taken off my record, and I provided documentation because I had a stay of adjudication, which I completed without fault, and that's supposed to expunge the thing from your record. But we know how the Minnesota courts are. Imagine their record keepers. Had nothing on my record. I was found qualified with reservations. What were their reservations? You don't have a national type of campaign, which is basically saying you don't have the steady hands from D.C. or the Minnesota stalwarts and veterans who have been running these campaigns year after year after year, cycle after cycle, who always lose. You don't have any of those people built around your campaign, so we don't take your campaign seriously. Okay. You don't have millions of dollars because you won't go to the NRSC or the Tom Emmers or the special interests and lobbies or the vertical donors like the Koch brothers or whoever else. You won't go to them to kiss ass. So you don't have millions of dollars committed to your campaign or to the PACs, a PAC for your campaign. That's a compliment. Qualified with reservations in 2024. On Saturday, I was qualified with reservations again. Only this time, they lied. They tell the delegates right before we take an endorsing convention vote that I was unwilling to abide by the party's endorsement, even though I pledged both in 24 and in 26 to abide by the party's endorsement. And I'm actually, I was currently, when the vote took place, I was currently listed on the Minnesota GOP website as abiding by the endorsement. And they told a lie like that in front of the entire Minnesota GOP delegation. In my opinion, it's disqualifying in and of itself. It invalidates the endorsement of United States Senate all by itself. A nominations committee should not be able to come before the delegation and tell them a lie, something that is provably false, demonstrably false, should not be able to come and influence the endorsement that way. So I may have to sue the party. Might have to happen. I don't want to do it because, hell, the party doesn't have much money anyway, except the $10,000 they made all of us candidates pay in order to speak at the convention. A racket in and of itself. Hey, they might have a little money on hand. I think I'll be suing them for it. Because, you know, all the gloves are off. You know, full Krieg is what we're going on these people. Full Krieg. No half steps, no half measures. Nobody's getting a pass. I'm going absolutely nuclear from here until August 11th. Set the date. Mark it in your phone. I don't want to hear your Nick Fuentes. We're voting for Democrats. We're not voting. We're staying home. August 11th, the establishment is in an all-out war against people who believe in having a country. And I'm going to explain more about how in a moment. But first, the convention is one piece. And it was illegitimate. It was illegitimate because of the clickers. It was illegitimate because of these, you know, a fraudulent nominations committee, these lying nominations committees. They switched the order of the speakers, you know. I mean, it was just an absolute mess. And then, and this was absolutely insane. The guy who eventually won the endorsement on the sixth or seventh ballot, Adam Schwarzy, I spoke about him before on the show. He's a former Navy guy. He was deemed qualified, no reservations, even though he had his trident taken from him by the Navy. I mean, if the Navy has reservations about you, why does the Minnesota GOP not? And then they'll actually drape themselves in the flag of our veterans in the military. The Navy's made a clear decision about this guy, and what? That means nothing? There's not even a reservation about it? Not to mention that he was Nikki Haley's co-chair, that he referred to General Mattis, who was deeply, deeply disloyal to President Trump, referred to General Mattis as the third Jesus. Now, maybe I'm living in some Catholic bubble. It's possible. I wear the pendant of St. Michael on my neck and it doesn't come off, but maybe I'm living in my own little Catholic bubble. In my world, there is no three Jesus story. There aren't three Jesuses. Has anybody in the audience ever heard of such a thing? Three Jesuses? Yeah, you can go look it up now, right now. Go on YouTube, find the interview where Adam Schwarzy, now fraudulently endorsed by the Minnesota GOP for reasons unbeknownst to me. I can't even imagine. Well, I do know the reason. The reason is because anybody but me, anybody but Royce, anybody but the guy who will say it exactly like it is, because that's too tough to deal with. We don't want to have to deal with that. We'll take a guy who we can say, we supported our veteran. He's a Navy man. He served this country. You know, he served a bunch of no-fail missions. He gets up there in front of the endorsing convention and he says, you know, 7 out of 7 SEALs have won in their congressional races, except Dan Crenshaw. But hey, you know, I guess he doesn't count. One eye, Dan doesn't count. He's an absolute potzel. I mean, this guy Schwarzy is a potzel. Not only did he refer to General Mattis as his third Jesus, he was the co-chair of Nikki Haley's campaign, which doesn't shock me and it shouldn't shock you. Nikki Haley and General Mattis are very chummy. I mean, if you read between the lines, it's not hard to figure out how Adam Schwarzy ended up as Nikki Haley's co-chair. He referred to General Mattis as his third Jesus. Obviously, General Mattis is a mentor of his, and Nikki Haley and General Mattis are, you know, they're all mobbed up. Never Trumpers. Never MAGA. Surely love them some Israel, but boy, do they love the military-industrial complex. I mean, they can't get enough military-industrial complex PAC money going for Nikki Haley. In fact, it's interesting. You know, they're breaking. You got to realize they're breaking ranks over there. Because former Minnesota Senator Rudy Boschewitz endorsed Michelle Tafoya. You know, which again, shouldn't surprise you. Shouldn't surprise you that the anti-Jews love a pro-choice woman. It should never surprise you to find out that the anti-Jews, let's just start calling them what they are. They're anti-Jewish. They're not even Jewish. They're not Jews. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in God, then not even talk about Christ. I'm a Christian. Christ is king. The Jews got to deal with that in due time. But if you don't believe in God, and if you're affirmative of pro-choice, killing the unborn, you're not Jewish. And if you notice, Jews don't really kill their unborn children. Abortion, not high up on the Jewish culture, the Jewish cultural ladder of things to do. Rudy Boschewitz endorses Michelle Tafoya right before the convention. Well, who else did he endorse? He endorsed my last opponent, Joe Frazier, who was all for some Ukraine funding, and he raised money for Nikki Haley time and time again. I mean, these people are all mobbed up, and I just need the president to understand. For the grassroots, it starts to break the faith in the movement when people who we know are subversive to the president and any agenda that he's ever had, at least for the last 6 years I've been involved in politics, every single time I run for office, these people try to tell me how President Trump doesn't have a winning message. Not a winning wagon to hitch myself to. And I hitch myself every time because at some point I'm less interested in winning and more interested in telling the truth. As Christ told us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Didn't say try and win the election first, and then you can have the levers of power. Then you can do the righteous thing. No, stupid. That's backwards. Ass backwards. And some of you are ass backwards. And you don't even, you don't even pretend that you have any sort of logical, moral and ethical hierarchy. You're just bereft of morals and ethics. You're unscrupulous is what you are. You are without scruples. And you're brazen about it. You're arrogant about it. So I'll give you an example. This is interesting. I pull up to the Minnesota GOP convention on Friday morning up in Duluth at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center. And as I'm driving in, the communist protesters are in a theatrical and symbolic line out front on the sidewalk. You know, they got their signs in all black and they're holding up over their face, you know, almost right over their eyes. And it says, stop fascism. And, you know, this is voter suppression and President Trump is a racist. You people are in a cult, blah, 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 blah. So we park. I get out. Everybody's going into the arena. I head out to the street because I love counter protesting these people. It's more exciting to me than the convention. I'm out there on the street going up and down the street. It's probably about it's a full, block long, right? Outside of a convention. And they're all the way up and down the street. I'm marching up and down the street, screaming at these people. Communist, 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 traitor, traitor. Open borders are treason. You all should be arrested. You're traitors. Seditious. We're not the insurrectionists. People who let in 15 to 20 million foreign invaders and act like it's okay still to this day. They still advocate for it to this day. You all are seditious, not us. So I'm out there screaming at these commies. And lo and behold, a man emerges with a Minnesota GOP credential. He's a delegate of, I want to say it's Polk County, but I may be mistaken. I may be mistaken. I don't want to besmirch Polk County. Know some good folks up there in Polk County. But a man emerges from the Minnesota GOP convention with a credential. It says he's a delegate. He's got a bag in his hand. And he's, middle-aged white guy, bald head. He's got a plaid dress shirt on, a pair of slacks. Looks like a regular Joe, right? And he's handing waters out to these communists. And I look at him and I go, So I'm screaming at this one guy. He's got a President Trump t-shirt on that says, "You're in a cult." And I'm just screaming in his face. I'm saying, you communists, we know exactly who you are and what you're up to. We know exactly who you people are and what you're up to. Rebuke and refute. I will bear witness here and now. Christ is king. You people are subversives. And so this guy walks out and he walks up to where I was standing talking to this communist protester. And the guy kind of looks to him and says, "You support this guy? Is he one of your people? Blah, blah, blah." And I say, "He can't help you. He can't help you and help you at all." And the guy kind of looks aback, looks taken aback, like, "Well, why are you being so?" Then he goes, "Why are you being so rude to these people? What? What did you say to me?" I don't even remember his name. I blanked out. I thought so many negative things about this cuckservative. I got dizzy and forgot to, make the name out on his name tag, on his credential there. But it's indicative of the Minnesota Republican Party. Now you understand why I call it the belly of the beast. Why I call it the belly of the beast. Now you're starting to see. This is a true story. As sure as the sun will rise, the turning of the earth, this is 100%. This happened on Friday morning. I'm out there walking up and down the sidewalk, screaming at these communist protesters because, they thought to themselves, "Oh, we're going to go out and do this theatrical, anti-Republican, anti-MAGA, anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-Christian protest. We're going to call them fascists, sponsored by some George Soros ancillary. We're going to really disrupt their morning." Nah, you get me instead. You get the ultra-MAGA, very aggressive, militant black Negro. That's who you get today, Saturday morning. Sorry to spoil your plans. You got to deal with me. And I don't budge. I don't take a back step. I don't waver. They could call the cops. They could call the sheriffs. They could call the state troopers. They could call President Trump. President Trump couldn't get me on the phone and say, "Don't scream at those communists." I say, "You know what? With all due respect, sir, with all due respect, Mr. President, I'm going to have to call you back. Communist, communist, communist." But I'm just cut like that, right? Indicative of the Minnesota Republican Party. A man with Minnesota Republican Party GOP credential comes out and is handing waters to the communists. I mean, the motif is like, it is a microcosm of the entire Minnesota Republican Party and our conservative movement culture here in the state. Which is why they didn't endorse Mike Lindell, even if you believe the clickers, which I don't. But even if you do, I could see how they still wouldn't endorse Mike Lindell because these people are weak. When you see what happened here in Minnesota, when you see the failed state ran by the communists like Tim Walz, and they're giving $100 billion to Somalis, you remember that Royce White came and told you a Minnesota GOP delegate was out there handing waters to communists. George Soros paid protesters as if they need any free water from our party. We'll be talking about that and much more on the other side of the break. Sunday Night Live, The Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network. I'm hoarse this Sunday because I've been going full contact for the last 72 hours. Bear with me. We'll be right back in a moment.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers. And I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain. to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Okay, first, is there a timer here somewhere? Is there a timer? I don't know. How much time do I have? 10 minutes? I'm just going to go until they cut me off, too. Okay. Good afternoon.
Hello.
God is great.
Amen.
Christ is king.
Christ is king.
I'm honored to be here again. Thank you for coming. I spent a lifelong in sports, and half the battle is showing up. But that's only half the battle. Now, I didn't prepare a speech today. Those of you who know me know I don't do that kind of thing. It's not my style. The truth doesn't need a script. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit fill me up and tell you people what I actually think, as rare as that may be. All right? Lately, I've been praying a lot, thinking a lot about gratitude and how much we have to be grateful for. All of us. So much to be grateful for. But this is the most pivotal moment in our nation's history. 250 years, and this may be the most important moment in our nation's history. So many political issues.
We got the security of our elections, which, by the way, your Republican Senate has failed to pass as mandated by the 45th, 46th, and 47th president of these United States, Donald J. Trump. If you don't have secure elections, then you don't have a country. And some of you may have saw me out there counter-protesting the communists on your way in. That's what we need in this country and in the Senate. And here in my hand, I have what I showed them is a state-issued ID. A black man with a state-issued ID. Go figure. I must be a unicorn, huh? Other issues. Restoring our border. The border is not restored until we've deported every single illegal foreign invader that came through during the Joe Biden administration. Mass deportations, no amnesty. This is your country. This is the United States of America. This is your country. Okay, we got other things. Term limits in the Congress and the Supreme Court, because I can't tell how conservative that Supreme Court really is. But the most important issue you face, and there's not even a close second, ideological subversion. The rise of radical Islam and Marxism right here at home. First day in the United States Senate, we will bring a bill to federally ban Marxism and Sharia law nationwide. But what has happened to this movement? What has happened to this party? What has happened to our Christian community? See, the thing about ideological subversion is not the intellectual highbrow debate between us and the communist protesters in the parking lot. I'm 6'8", 270. I can handle that pretty well. The problem is in this room. The problem is if you continue to take a back step, eventually you reach the cliff's edge. And I'm here to tell you this afternoon, you have no more back steps to take. When is enough going to be enough? The signal from the noise is Ken Paxton, who defeated $100 million dumped into his race to protect a rhino. I know. We don't like the word rhino, Mr. Chair. I got you. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that guy. Amen. Yeah. And oh, by the way, as an aside, I just want to mention that I'm currently listed on the Minnesota GOP website as abiding by the endorsement. And I've been abiding by the endorsement since 2024. Referendum. Right here, right now. In this room. What does the Minnesota Republican Party stand for? If the sanctity of life is no longer a pillar of this party platform, then let it be known. Let it be known. But if you stand for the sanctity of life, stand now. Stand now. Stand now. We have a chance, a God-granted opportunity to send a message to the rest of this nation, because Minnesota is the cultural epicenter of American politics. And if our conservative movement wavers on the sanctity of life, on protecting the unborn, on our faith in Christ, on our faith in Christ, on our faith in Christ. How can we hope to have any favor to save this country? No, we have to double and triple down now. Double and triple down. The only reason that a young black man who grew up with culturally Marxist Democrats found this party is because they reject Christ. They call Christianity white supremacy. I tell them all the time, Christianity was in Ethiopia before Europe. And you tell them the next time they call you white supremacists. I'm the ultra-MAGA, ultra-MAGA, America first, conspiracy theorist, Nazi, vaccine denier, white supremacist. White supremacists, and I make white supremacy look damn good. I don't even know how much time I have left. We're going to save this country. And the endorsement, I hope I have your endorsement, but what I really want is your courage. And my two opponents, the front runners of this race, Michelle Tafoya, sent to you by the same NRSC that refuses to pass the Save America Act. President Trump laid the referendum. They begged him to endorse John Cornyn. He said, no, the future of this country and this party is the MAGA movement. And I'll say this before I go. I know a contentious issue is Israel. I wouldn't be me if I didn't say it. You want to fight a war for Israel in the name of God? In the name of Christ, because of the Bible, that your right and your choice to support, the commander-in-chief has made a decision, and I support him. But one thing I will not support, wait a second, one thing I will not support or endorse is that we could fight a war in the name of Christ, a world away, but not fight to protect the sanctity of life right here in our own country. Our son, our daughters, our children come first. I got your back. I got your back. Carl Jung said the thing you need most is usually hidden in the place you least want to go. I know Minnesota's been taken over by Somalians. I got you. Okay, it's Mogadishu down there. But I grew up there. And I will go there. And I will take a Bible and a Constitution. And I will preach the value of both. But I need your support. I need your support. I need you to be strong enough to send the same message to the DC elite that fear my coming. First day, we're going to kick in the door of the deep state. We're going to take this country back. And when we do, we will never give it back to him again. God bless you all. God bless America. God bless President Donald Trump. God bless a country that lives through Christ, that's covered in the blood of Christ. You have a choice to make today. I hope I've given you enough reason, but if not, I'm grateful that you're here. God bless you all. God bless America.
That was the 10 minute plus speech that I gave on Saturday morning. And it's interesting. I mean, some things you have to be there to witness yourself. I don't think the video does it justice. I was walking off stage and walked out to the concession stands or where the concession stand area was. They had a little bar, and I went and got a club soda, and two different men came out of the convention, and they were in tears. I don't know what it is, but I don't cry a lot. when men cry, it moves other men, you know, in a way. And a woman came as she was in tears, and it was just a really clarifying moment, because it became obvious that the referendum in this midterm election is about Christ. It is about the soul and spirit of our country. First and foremost, our party and our movement, because we are the party and movement that's charged now with the duty to save this country and to you know, in some ways, save the soul of our republic. It's so interesting. You know, when I told people to stand there, if they believed in the sanctity of life, if they stood for the sanctity of life, then stand now. Very, very powerful moment. As I watch it back, I get goosebumps, because from the stage, I could see people hesitate. And then the entire auditorium stood up, and you're talking about 2,000 delegates. I don't know if you've ever had the chance to be on stage like that and give a public speech. When 2,000 people have all their energy pointed in one direction and they stand all together, it shakes the universe in a sense, at least in that place at that time. And that's kind of what happened. But you realize then when the vote was taken for endorsement, 400 plus Republican Party delegates casted an endorsing vote, at least as the clickers told, for Michelle Tafoya, who's openly pro-choice. It just begs the question, in what world? In what world is a Michelle Tafoya even able to speak at the Minnesota GOP convention when she publicly said she wasn't going to abide by the endorsement of the delegates? The next day, there were boos that rang out through the crowd at the convention when the great Mike Lindell said, "I'm going to a primary regardless." The day before, they all clapped like seals for Michelle Tafoya. She's been saying she was going to go to a primary no matter what since the beginning, because they didn't think that she'd be able to beat me in an endorsing convention. Why? She's pro-choice and a fundamental pillar of the Minnesota conservative movement, the conservative culture and community, the Minnesota Republican Party, an actual constitutional pillar of the party platform, is the sanctity of life, and that we are a pro-life party. Look how far we've come. Look how far we've fallen. Even the institutions that say on paper they uphold the sanctity of life. Our Congresswoman, Michelle Fischbach, who has yet to come out and say anything condemning of a candidate like Michelle Tafoya, even though she's intimately involved in MCCL, which is a pro-life organization that's, you know, all throughout the state of Minnesota, does work all throughout the state of Minnesota. She doesn't have a single negative comment to say or condemn Michelle Tafoya's candidacy. But neither does the NRSC. Neither does Fox News. These people are not conservatives. They're certainly not Christians. There is no Christian wiggle room on the sanctity of life. Now, you could have previously held a different position on abortion. You could have even had an abortion. If you've changed the principle, if you've repented, if you're in a different place today than you were then, you're like many people we see throughout the scripture who had a different life before they found Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. That happens. But to take an entire party, an entire political movement in our philosophy, and shift the principle is unacceptable, especially if you're going to fight a war for Israel in the name of Christ. How dare you, charlatans? How dare you, wicked, evil, demonic, demented, twisted, lying charlatans, frauds? How dare you claim to fight a war on behalf of Israel in the name of God, in Christ, in the Bible, to turn around and waver on the sanctity of life and protecting the unborn right here in our own country? You people make me sick. You disgust me. I don't care about endorsements or nominations or elections or any of that. First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we've lost that in this country, in this conservative movement, in the Republican Party, most importantly in our Christian community, who are told by the scripture to be the salt of the earth, and we are losing, rapidly losing our saltiness. You people should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves. In what world is there a political or electoral strategy workaround for killing the unborn? Why? Because Minnesota suburban white women are radically pro-choice? What strong Christian warriors would do is pose the referendum as it is and educate based off that referendum. We would say to the Democrats in Minnesota, but all across the country, and we should right here, right now, we should frame the Minnesota political landscape and the entire national political landscape for exactly what it is. Are you people willing to let in another 20 million foreign invaders, willing to send our sons and daughters to a war world away, willing to have insecure elections, unsecure elections, willing to let Democrats like Tim Walz and Amy Klobuchar and all the rest of them steal billions upon billions of dollars just to keep the right to choose? And if the answer is yes, you have proven yourself to be selfish, radical, and by definition, narcissistic, in which you do not deserve the liberty that God has granted you, the same God you so brazenly mock. You don't even deserve your liberties, because your entire political worldview, the edifice, is not anchored in logic or reason. The same way you would accuse us of being cultists if we only support President Trump based on the fact that it's President Trump and nothing else. We support him because he's a Republican. We support him because we're MAGA sycophants. We support him whatever you would say. If you make that argument, the same is true if you're one single issue you're willing to die on the hill for, like Michelle Tafoya said, by the way, on the record saying she told her mother the hill she's willing to die on is a woman's right to choose. What a hill to die on for a conservative United States Senate candidate. Give me a BLMer. Give me a Christian, pro-life, anti-forever war, debt hawk, former BLMer before you give me a conservative who's willing to die on the hill for a woman's right to choose. Give me an RFK Jr. every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Give me a President Trump who used to fundraise for the Democrats or donate money to him. At least he was willing to put some Supreme Court justice in there that he thought would overturn Roe v. Wade and save as many unborn children as he possibly could. Praise be to God. And you have to give him credit for that. Some Christians thought he didn't go hard enough. I understand the thinking, but we're moving the needle. How are we continuing to move the needle in the right direction if now we're going to abandon the principles for candidates because we say they're electable? Oh, she's electable. People will vote for her. Why? Based on what? Because she's popular? Because she was a sideline NFL reporter? Which is a stupid job anyway. For all of those out there who don't know, us athletes, we don't find sideline reporters to even be a real thing. They're like white noise. They're a nuisance. They're a nuisance. They're a distraction from the blood, sweat, and tears of the war that happens when you're actually playing the game, not watching it, not commenting on it. We don't even regard them as real people. Now, some of them we build relationships with and we tolerate because it is part of the spectacle. And people that were, great sports commentators like Howard Cosell, I mean, they helped shape a generation. I'm not saying all sports commentators are bad. I'm not even saying I wouldn't be a sports commentator myself. It, you know, there is a place for commentary, just like there is with politics. I mean, I'm doing it now. But there's a difference between saying what is true and righteous and being the fluff of the spectacle, of the distraction, of the commercial industry built around sports to replace religion. And isn't it ironic that they bring you a sideline reporter who's pro-choice when sports has replaced faith in our country? I know. I'm that guy. I'm that guy that'll say that. I'm that guy that'll take the conversation there. Is it ironic? Is it, do you find it to be, what does it say? Do you find it to be a coinky dink? Do you find it to be a coinky dink that the NRSC, the deep state NRSC, would send you a sideline reporter when sports has effectively replaced religion and faith in the United States of America? A pro-choice sideline reporter at that. It's like a slap in the face. It's like a way to say, can we get these Christians to renounce Christ? Absolutely, it appears that you can. All you have to do is wrap it in the word electability, and they will renounce their conservative values. Blasphemers, heretics, artifice, 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 artifice. So it's all out. Krieg. Full Krieg on the establishment. No passes. Nobody gets a pass anymore. You are about to witness a 60-day pillory of every Tom, Dick, and John Thune across this country from this desk here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. These people have mocked Christ in my presence for the last time. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here on Sunday night live, The Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We got another hour to go here this Sunday evening. Appreciate your viewership and listenership. We'll be right back in a moment.
Been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I am your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And men GOP may be ground zero for the great revenge of the rhinos in midterms here, 2026, year of our Lord, 2026. Revenge of the rhinos against Mike Lindell and myself. And I was happy to see President Trump endorse Ken Paxton. I hope it's a sign of things to come, sir. I have to say, I'm at my wit's end watching all of these people, Republicans, establishment Republicans, who are all but openly subversive. And we're starting to weed them out one by one. Tom Tillis goes down. Mitch McConnell's going down. John Thune. I mean, I hope John Thune's on his way out. As an aside, can we just talk about this? Don't feed me any BS about removing John Thune. Okay? Don't feed me the BS. We're going to remove, it's not about removing him. It's about what is the organizing principles of the United States Senate and who is the majority leader going to be? Will they nuke the filibuster? They should nuke the filibuster. In principle, I get it. In practice, it has to go. We cannot have unsecured elections across the entire 2026 midterms. It just can't happen. And as much as I like to see the result with Ken Paxton, it was a great outcome. That election wasn't secure. Thomas Massie's election wasn't secure. And I told you people that Thomas Massie was soft. Why do you even concede that election? If he knows, we all know that the election wasn't secure. Why do you concede the election? And I'm not saying that I support Thomas Massie over the president. They got their own little personal quarrel. If we could sit him down in a room and talk to him and mediate it, maybe it's possible. It probably isn't. People are stubborn. I get it. But I can tell you one thing. Our enemies are unified. You know what Minnesota shows you? Minnesota shows you that the Minnesota Democratic Caucus, their convention, overwhelmingly endorsed Peggy Flanagan, who is crazy. I mean, absolutely unmoored from reality. She's our current lieutenant governor. She's going to become a United States senator unless the president of the United States comes in and helps myself and Mike Lindell straighten out this corrupt hellhole we live in. Corrupt is the federalize the state. The elections are not secure. They're not going to be secure. They're not passing the Save America Act. Federalize the state of Minnesota. Appoint the senator and governor. Sir, I'm that radical. I'm that radical. And I don't have any qualms about it. This is a failed commie state. It's subversive. At the nursery homes, at the elderly homes, in the dementia wards, they had 100% voter turnout. 100% voter turnout in the dementia wards. But let the rhino establishment tell it, I lost to Amy Klobuchar in 2024, because they would rather affirm a corrupt and an unsecure election for a radical Democrat than ever see the rise of a young, ultra-MAGA, Christo-nationalist, populist, MAGA, America First candidate. They will take an Amy Klobuchar 9 times out of 10, and that's who John Thune is, that's who Tom Tillis is, that's who Murkowski and Collins are. That's who John Cornyn was. There's a whole list of them. That's who Tom Emmer is. Oh, there's a whole list of them. We're going full tilt now. The gloves are off. Nobody's getting a pass. We're going scorched earth for the next 60 days until the August 11th primary in the state of Minnesota, the fallen commie state of Minnesota. Here from the belly of the beast, I'm your guest host. I'll be right back after a brief break.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. We'll be right back.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast. You're watching the Alex Jones Network. We are the tip of the spear here for the truth. People seeking the truth, the search for the truth. I hope you can pick up some of the truth that I'm putting down here today. It's going to be a fiery 60-day run from now until the August 11th primary. Mark it down. Phone all your friends in Minnesota. Tell them they have to show up en masse. I'm going to be here in the inner beltway getting the votes that Minnesota Republicans have never sought to get before in the primary, but all of it will be for naught because our elections are not secure and they're not going to be secure. And that's the tough, that's the cold, hard truth. The cold hard truth is none of these elections are secure. Let's just keep it real, okay? Let's stop with all the happy talk and the half measures, all the half-stepping, as they used to say in the neighborhood. Ain't no half-stepping, all right? Half-stepping's over. These elections aren't secure. Ken Paxton's election wasn't secure. Tom Massey's election wasn't secure. None of these elections are secure. Why aren't they secure? Why is it so much to ask for secure elections? That would be because they don't want them to be secure. Duh. Who doesn't want them to be secure? The same Republicans that talk about election security and use electronic clickers at their own convention because they're lazy. I tell you, convenience will be the death of freedom. Convenience will be the death of freedom. You get the government you deserve, and by God, we all will. And the government we deserve is the exact government we have, full of deep state urchins. Deep state urchins is what they are. Apparatchiks. Deep state demons. They're demonic. Not only the leftists who celebrate the mass genocide of our own unborn citizens. They're driving around mobile abortion units at their conventions. Not only that, I mean, if you have to have an abortion, let's just talk about it, okay? I'm a Catholic born and raised. If the Catholic Church has held one line that I can respect, even though the current Pope must have his brain inside out about the mass migration problem there in his own continent of Europe, let alone his comments about ours, his brain must be inside out about the dangers of mass immigration. Mr. President, restart the mass deportations. Send Bovino back. Send Bovino back to Minnesota. We have to deport 15 to 20 million foreign invaders as an appetizer. Or we don't have a country. And oh, by the way, we're behind schedule on deporting as many people as Biden and Obama did. What the hell is even that? What the hell is even that? We better at least hit Obama's mark in deportations. And if we don't, I don't even know what it says. The implications of if we do not deport at least as many foreign invaders as President Barack Obama did, the implications of that are so harrowing, it will keep me up tonight. I don't know who's advising what. I don't know to what end. But I can tell you this. If we do not deport 15 to 20 million foreign invaders, we will lose the 2026 midterms and the 2028 presidential. And they will let in another 15 to 20 million foreign invaders as sure as the sun will rise. Mass deportations. Mass deportations. But that's not even the problem. The real problem is we have conservatives who refuse to conserve anything. What have you conserved? You haven't conserved anything. Red flag laws running rampant all across the country, especially here in Minnesota. But I still go back to the abortions because, I mean, you know, I'm a Catholic, like I was saying. I went off on a tangent. I'm sorry. I'm passionate. Born and raised Catholic. If there's one thing the Catholic Church has held the line on, it's the determination that abortion is, in fact, a mortal sin. Now, here's the thing. You can be forgiven for mortal sins. But you surely have to repent. You have to acknowledge that there is sin, and that's not something the Democrat Party is willing to do. However, part of repenting for the mortal sin is to recognize that it is indeed a sin and that there's not a workaround for the repentance. And I don't hear any of these rhino establishment Republicans saying, yeah, we're Christians and we're trying to win these elections. We know some women are going to commit mortal sins by having abortions, and we want to try and evangelize all of them and repent for those sins. That's not their pitch. Not even close. Their pitch is they're Democrats and MAGA hats, and you people make me absolutely sick to my stomach. Absolutely sick to my stomach. It's all through the convention. People coming up as they give you the Minnesota passive aggressive thing. Oh, you had a great speech. Your speech, wow, powerful. You gave the best speech by far. Man, I haven't heard a speech that good since. I don't the speech. I'm not giving a speech to give a good speech. I'm telling you the way it is. Referendum. Right here, right now, in this room, what does the Minnesota Republican Party stand for? If the sanctity of life is no longer a pillar of this party platform, let that be known. Run as Democrats. Run as communists. Run as secular humanists. Run as atheists. Run as the ultra, pragmatic and politically moderate Republican Party. Don't even talk about Christ, but stop reading the invocations. Before the convention, stop using the name of Christ to perpetuate a war in Israel and then come on home and make a justification for killing the unborn. You people make me sick. No wonder you don't like a Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell represents everything that you hate when you look in the mirror. Mike Lindell represents a man who hit rock bottom and would kill a lesser man. Many of lesser men have died walking the primrose path that Mike Lindell has during his life. And what you hate about him is he was pulled out of that dark place by Christ. Tell it like it is. You don't have a problem with Mike Lindell because he was on crack or because of some problems that he's had with his business. He's built a better business than any of you could hope to build in 10 lifetimes, let alone yours now. That's not why you don't like Mike Lindell. You don't like Mike Lindell because he was at rock bottom, death grip by Satan himself, on crack cocaine, and Christ pulled him out of the abyss, and you resent that. You resent it. Say, you're not fooling me with your Kendall Qualls and Lisa Daymuth. Oh, there are a couple good black candidates. Don't you dare. Don't you ever out there vote for me or support me because I'm black. You vote for me, you support me because I tell you the way it is, and I'll hold the line. Win, lose, or draw, come hell or high water, I will die to hold the line. If one of those stupid gay communists would have pulled out a six shooter and tried to shoot me there on the street, we should all be so lucky. We should all be so lucky to die in the name of Christ. We should all be so lucky. That's why you vote for Royce White or support a Royce. Care about the identity politics. Sure. You know, I'm black. I can go down into the city. I was in the city today. You know, at my basketball game here, it was a tense game between a couple of rival teams, got a lot of history, been playing against each other since they were in the sixth grade. And now they're at 15 years old. People are starting to get a little more serious about the about sports and what it all means because it becomes a business. And so tempers flared. And guys that I've known for many years from both sides, you know, kind of were got pretty intense. And because I'm coach and people trust my word on things and, you know, I have a good rapport with people in the community, the same community that we say we want to extract votes from, I was able to calm things down. And we got out of there without a brawl, a full-blown brawl, which could have turned into something else, I'm just telling you. Happens all the time. I can actually go into that community and articulate why self-governance is the only option now for everyone who faces the dark shadow of a global technocratic empire. But you stupid gay rhinos don't want me to do that because you're in on that scam. You're all in for some data centers. You're all in for some global technocratic surveillance sponsored by who? I don't know. Who's gonna do the hard wiring? Is it gonna be the CCP like they got there in London? The CCTV in London there has components and infrastructure brought to you by the Chinese Communist Party. They're giving their country to Muslims. They're giving their infrastructure and their, you know, their surveillance system to the Chinese. What will they think of next there in Europe? Oh, I know. How about the aristocrats or the monarchs wear $2 billion head dresses in a time of economic recession? That's just brilliant. Wicked brilliant there. Wicked brilliant there, sir. Mr. King, stupid idiot. Idiot is what you are. You're an idiot. You are a pompous, arrogant, fat, royal, demonic idiot. And you know, I said it publicly. I'm very public. Listen, President Trump has the chance to save this republic. And the way I think he does it is never give the government back to these people. Let's get our priorities straight. Secure the elections, deport the mass deportations, get ourselves organized properly about our foreign policy. We got to kick out all these Israeli shields, same as the shields for the Muslim Brotherhood. Get them all out, all of them. Go, just go. Go, get churched and get out of here. And then keep the government, because if you give the government back to the Democrats, as Nick Fuentes suggested, and I think Nick is smart. And he's young, and just as I've been watching him, he's grown a lot. So have I. I'm 35. Nobody's fully formed yet when they're 28 or 35. I'm saying stuff now. I may come back 3 years from now and be like, hey, that one night on Sunday, I went off. Hey, let me say this. You know, I think this now. That happens. Probably not. Because I'm deeply convicted about the things I'm saying. And I'm super serious about this. If we give the Democrats back this government in 26 or 28, as sure as the sun will rise, they will let in another 15 to 20 million foreign invaders. The only question we have to ask ourselves in this party and in this movement is, do you think that the country can take another 15 to 20 million foreign invaders? If the answer is no, then it's obvious we can't give them the government back under any circumstances. You think AOC is going to change her stance about mass illegal immigration? I mean, in what world? You have to be stupid enough to bring waters to communists outside the Minnesota GOP convention to believe that an AOC or any of these other commiecrats would change their position on mass illegal immigration. You have to be stupid, naive, dumb, arrogant, or in on it. Now, I withhold my judgment that you folks are in on it out of a convivialness and a hope for, maybe a silly hope for collaboration. But we can tap dance around it all you want to. Listen, here's the interesting thing. The rubber's going to meet the road one way or another. Whether we like it or not, none of us, and I mean none of us, will be able to tap dance around the truth forever. You either tell the truth or you die a liar. But eventually, the truth will set you free. Eventually. Now, where you're going, that's a different story entirely. And I tell you now, losing an election may hurt, but I can almost guarantee that the burn of ashes and molten in hell will be much more painful. So I'm not going with you. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm not going to hell with you people. I don't care about nominations. I don't care about these elections. Y'all don't want to secure these elections anyway. I'm not going to hell with you. I'm just not. Not doing it. Can't do it for you. I can do a lot of things for you, but that I cannot do. I cannot forsake our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the scripture, and go on and saunter on to hell with y'all. I'm not doing it. I can't. I mean, you can't ask me to. Can you really ask a man to do that? Can you ask a man to go to hell with you? Seriously? I mean, that's just a saying. I'll go to hell and back with you. That's just a saying. I don't even like that. I'm not going to hell with you people. And the fact that you would even consider, let alone cast a vote to endorse an openly pro-choice woman who said she would die on the hill for a woman's right to choose to kill her own children is so perverse. I don't even know where to begin. And then you people have the audacity to come up to me and say, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Your speech was so powerful. God bless you. You're so right. God bless you. Now, I know some of you really genuinely believe that because I had 24, 25% of the vote in the endorsing convention, as the clicker said. Now, there were anomalies, irregularities. People have called for the entire convention to be invalidated because we can't trust the clicker situation, the electronic voting of the men GOP endorsement. But I know what a lot of these people think. I know why they supported Kendall Qualls, who's a raging globalist. Carlton Black guy, country club Republican, stupid, political philosophy, dumb, corny, can't give a speech, can't speak because he's not speaking from the heart. He's trying to keep up lies. And when you cross over 50 and you're trying to keep up lies, you lose eloquence. That's what happened to Joe Biden. The reason why President Trump is still able to give a pretty coherent speech, because he has an organizing principle and philosophy. And Joe Biden lost his because he lost his soul. When President Barack Obama reaches a very old age, it's going to be very difficult for him to give a coherent speech too, because he's a liar. And when you have a fragmented brain, let alone a fragmented spirit, it has a way of fragmenting the thought. That's why I can give a 10-minute speech with not one word written down or prepared. People were asking me for weeks in advance of the convention, oh, I can't wait to hear your speech. I can't wait to hear your speech. Do you know what you're going to say? You should say this. You should say that. I'm sitting there going, you know what? Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I know you want to be entertained. You want to be moved. You want to be inspired. I'm not saying it's all fluff. You want to be motivated. And I'll do it for you. I can do a lot of things for you. I can give you a speech right off the cuff because the truth doesn't need a script. Like right here. I don't need a script. I don't need any papers. I don't need any notes because we're not to the point where we have to check the facts. The facts are right in our face. I don't need any notes or scripts or news stories to check the facts. We're not to that point yet. We're not to the fact checking stage yet. The ugly truth is so in our face. We can't even get to the UFOs. We can't even get to the UFOs. What we need to talk about, these aliens. Get the aliens out of our country that invaded. Let's get those aliens out. With all due respect to Paulina Luna and Tim Burchett and all these folks that are trying to, you know, and there is something to be said that the shadow government and deep state and people who are involved in these programs have secrets that have huge implications for the rest of the world, let alone our own country, and maybe even something sinister. There's something to be said for that. I get it. But, you know, stay razor focused. If there's some, you know, exceptional power source that comes from the secrets of this UAP phenomenon or whatever the case may be, great. That'll be great. Free, cheaper energy for everybody, you know, first here in America. That would be great. That would change things, no doubt. And Tim Burchett said it. He said, oh, these people don't want this technology to proliferate because then we wouldn't have a justification to be involved in these wars for energy in the Middle East. I hear you, Mr. Burchett. I got you. But first, we're going to deport 20 million foreign invaders. First, we're going to deport 20 million illegal aliens from our country. These aliens, till we get these aliens out of here. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm crazy. No, I think you all are crazy who say Michelle Tafoya can be pro-choice. I mean, what do the unborn really matter when we're talking about the outcomes of our elections? We have to win. We have to win. All that matters is winning. You people make me sick. You disgust me. No, because see, when I just coached my 15-year-old boys, it wasn't all about the winning. It's how they played. In fact, I actually put us in vulnerable positions as a coach. I make us play a style that requires the utmost intensity, focus, discipline, self-control of emotions, the ebbs and flows and highs and lows of a basketball game. You have to play for me. You have to be able to be stoic, concrete in your resolve because we ask you to go 90% all game long. And when you're tired, you get a sub. And when you come to the bench, you don't have time to wallow in your fatigue. You have to pull yourself together, focus on your breathing, because you're going right back in there for your brother when he needs a sub. That's a war of attrition, and that's the style of basketball I play, I coach. That's the style of politics I'm going to bring. And in that sense, it's not just about winning. It's how we play, and it's how we win. And more importantly, it's why we win. And if our plan isn't to win, to preserve the sanctity of life and protect our unborn and rededicate this country to Christ like we just celebrated there in the nation's capital, a huge rededication to Christ, but you're going to send money to a pro-choice rhino, you people make me sick. You deserve to die under communist rule. You want to go parlay and party with the Satanists so bad? You go caucus with them and you go live under their rule and you go die there. Watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, in the bottom, at least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. The Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Am I even a guest host anymore? Am I still a guest host? I don't think so. I guess I'm just a Sunday night host. I got a regular spot here. Wow. What an honor. Thank you, Alex, for your friendship and for allowing me to do this on Sunday night. I hope I haven't gotten too crazy here this weekend. I'm calling for the federalization of states. President Trump to keep the government, mass deporting 20 million foreign invaders. Let's scratch the aliens in outer space until we get out the illegal aliens here in our country. The men GOP has become a pro-choice men GOP overnight before my very eyes. I'm absolutely disgusted. We're going full Krieg on the rhinos in the next 60 days until the Minnesota August 11th primary. I feel good, don't you all? This is great. I'm grateful. What a time to be alive. God calls us to be the salt of the earth, and we get the opportunity to do just that. Just that. Right here, right now, in our lifetime, we're at a pivotal moment in this nation, in our Christian community, in our party, our political party, in our political, in our political circumstance. We get to be the salt of the earth. We get to bear witness. We get to rebuke and refute. We get to lift up the name of Christ. as it should be. And if need be, we get to fight a war, even within our own household, if need be. If need be, within our own household. I talked about this on Saturday morning on my Real America's Voice show, but I'll share it with you all here tonight. I have a development in this controversy that hit the public about my ex-wife filing for an OFP, which of course I'm sure worked on boomer cons in the conventions. Like,
oh, he's got allegations of domestic abuse. That makes him unqualified with reservations. How can he win? How can he win over Minnesota suburban white women with domestic violence allegations? Oh, shut your mouth, you pansy. Shut your mouth, you stupid, gay, Fox News Trotskyite. You still believe in the mainstream media? You still believe in the corrupt kangaroo courts? Well, just as an update, my 12-year-old daughter was posted on her mother's social media page with artificial intelligence enhanced, visually enhanced breasts in a swimming pool. That's what we're up against. That's the real underlying culture war here, people. And I know you conservatives can't bring yourself to confront it. And it's not about the AOCs and the Peggy Flanagans, the radical feminists there on the progressive left or in the socialist Democrats. Let's just call them what they are. They're commiecrats. It's not about the crazy women over there. It's about the crazy women in your own conservative home. It's about their crazy that you don't want to confront. The crazy in your own conservative household. Women who say they're Republican, but they're pro-choice, and they don't really see a problem with putting glitter on a 12-year-old girl's cleavage and having her post her cleavage on the internet. They don't really see a problem with that. They don't think a father should have the natural-born right to reject that his daughter be posted online in that way. And in that way, we are undone. We are betrayed. In Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, it's Isaiah 3:12. It says, "My people who are misled, ruled by their women and oppressed by their children." I think of the black community immediately. It's like, damn, the Bible is so prophetic. My people led astray, ruled by their women, oppressed by their children. And that's exactly what we have in the black community. Exactly what we have in the black community. Ruled by our Kamala Harris women and the black woman caucus. Terrorized, oppressed by our children who now run around the streets with automatic weapons. And here you have a young coach who tries to instill principle into my young players while still teaching them the game and how to have fun living and playing with principle. But I'm unfit. You'll kill an unborn child, won't you? You're all good with that. You're all good with some pro-choice, conservative Trotskyite rhinos, aren't you? Say it. Just say it. Say you're pro-choice. Let's get it out on the table. Because you aren't going to be in my presence and claim to be Christian, to be a follower of Christ, because you're willing to fight a war for Israel, but you won't protect the unborn in America. I'm glad we've come to this. This is clarifying. This is actually so clarifying. I feel blessed. Although I'm passionate and I'm convicted, I have a righteous indignation right now about the whole ordeal. I can't tell you how disappointed I am that Mike Lindell didn't get the endorsement. I'm glad he decided to run a primary. I'm going to be running a primary as well. I owe him one because I was endorsed in 2024, and every Republican stalwart up and down the ladder came out to endorse my opponent, endorse against the endorsing convention, the endorsement. And they came up with all the excuses why, mostly because I'm anti-Semitic. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is I believe in having a country.
and the globalist rhinos don't, and the Israel firsters don't, and the Republican establishment doesn't. The Rudy Boschewitzes, the Norm Colemans, the Tim Pawlentys, all of them. These people are not Republicans. And you know what? It scares you all. It scares you. It probably scares the president of the United States. He's probably looking at who's really with us? And for that reason, I extend the president a bunch of grace personally, in my opinion. I've said this every week and I'm on the show. The reason I extend the president a great deal of grace, because I know that we, the people, have not had enough yet. He has to play with the people who show up, who have shown up, and he's outnumbered. And we all know he's outnumbered. Why do we know he's outnumbered? We can look in the mirror and see a person in the mirror who's not willing to hold the line ourselves. Now, Alex Jones can't be counted on that list. Alex Jones is willing to hold the line. So when Alex Jones looks in the mirror at night, he can feel good about what he sees. Some of you stupid, gay, Fox News Trotskyites can't stand the person you see in the mirror. And I'm very clear about that. I'm very clear about that. I'm relieved. Spiritually, I'm relieved. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. We'll be persecuted in the name for Christ's name, for his name's sake, we will be persecuted. For the scripture, for the gospel, for our Christian faith, we will be persecuted. But I'm not going to let you kill me. I'm not going to let you execute me. I'm not going to let you prosecute me. You can persecute me all you want to, but I guarantee you, I will stand on faith and rebuke and refute you blasphemers. Blasphemy, heresy, artifice. Fight a war for Israel in the name of Christ and give up your principles of pro-life right here in the Minnesota Republican Party. You people should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves. Absolutely and utterly ashamed of yourselves. And I'm going to shame you every chance I get. And what we're going to find out in this primary is not only where the Minnesota GOP delegates are, which again, there are a lot of patriots and Christians in that room. Don't get me wrong. A lot of posers too. And now we're going to go to the next round of finding out where the bigger sample size of Minnesota Republican voters are. That's what these elections are about. They're referendums on the important issues. That's what it's about. It's about providing people with a message that hits on the truth and letting them decide. It's not personal for me. I mean, come on, look at me. You really think I get up in the morning and say to myself, my life is over. Oh my goodness. A bunch of Fox News watching boomer cons believe that Michelle Tafoya is going to talk her way into the end zone. That doesn't bother me at all. I laugh at it. It's laughable. I was at the convention, then I came off stage there and I saw, and first of all, Michelle Tafoya was supposed to go before me. We pre-drew balls like a lottery for the speaking order for the Senate candidates. And Michelle Tafoya was supposed to go before me. And right at game time, they just switched the order of their own volition. Going to be another part of the lawsuit. If you don't follow the rules of the convention, at the very minimum, you're going to give my campaign its $10,000 back, if not more. At the very minimum. Follow the rules. Follow the rules. Qualify with reservations. Tell the truth. I committed to abide by the endorsement. Now I'm not, because the rules of the convention weren't followed. And at each moment they'll go, oh, well, did that really make a difference? Did that really make a difference? Well, your own rhino establishment state house representatives are saying that the convention should be invalidated. So you can't call Royce crazy anymore, because I find myself agreeing with the rhinos. That's how bad things have gotten here in Minnesota. The party is damn near defunct. You stupid gay Fox News watching Trotskyites didn't endorse Mike Lindell. The man is an absolute American hero, and you're so cowardly and cucked by these communists Your entire worldview, your entire political strategy, your entire political philosophy is steeped in what the communists think.
Is he going to be able to get, you know, Democrats?
What Democrats? What Democrats are you talking about? Exactly. The ones who put the stupid Minnesota loon in, on their profile picture and say that nobody's illegal on foreign land, those Democrats? Any Democrats who need anything more than the evidence that Tim Walz has overseen at least $20 billion worth of fraud, any Democrats who need more evidence than that are communists. Say it again. Any Democrats who need more evidence than what Tim Walz has already done are communists. They don't mind paying $20 billion in Minnesota state tax money, taxpayer money, to Somalis to retain the right to choose. We're paying Somalis to keep the right to choose. That's what we're doing in Minnesota. That's the game in Minnesota, guys. I'm just put it out there, President Trump, got to federalize the state because currently we cannot hope to have a union fortified with the favor of God as long as we allow satanic communists to pay Somalis to retain the right to kill their own unborn children. That is an infamia, sir. Do I have to run in 2028? Do I have to run in 2020? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm 35. I don't want to do that, guys. Please. Can we get it together? Can we get this thing together? Secure the elections, executive order, national security, federalize the states, the blue states that don't want to do it. Let them mobilize the stupid, the little National Guard. Let's see how long that plays. Those boys are going to be cutting and running. Those boys are going to be defecting. They're not going to hold the line because they know that it's based on a lie. You tell me what National Guard folks are going to hold the line here in Minnesota to let Tim Walz and the communists give $20 billion of their tax money to Somalis while the dementia wards have 100% voter turnout. You tell me. What serviceman or woman is really going to hold that line when push comes to shove, hell or high water? It ain't going to happen. Tim Walz is going to have himself and a handful of these Antifa crackheads, okay, these Antifa cokeheads, these Antifa, I don't even know what drug they're doing, LSD. I don't know what microdosing, you know, they're shoving LSD in their butt or whatever they're doing. I don't know. LSD dildos. I don't know what these people are up to. They're weird. And you want to argue with them. The Minnesota GOP chair wants to have an intellectual highbrow debate with the LSD dildo communists. Not me. Oh, I'm past the intellectual highbrow debate with the communists. I just want to rebuke and refute. Go right up to them, put your finger in their face and say, you're a communist. We know exactly who you are and what you're trying to do. That's it. That's where we are now. That's exactly where we are now. And they all know it. See, the thing is, they know it. They know where we're at. They're ready for it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no in-betweens. Only even some of these public figures you see, they're running out here acting like, well, we do have to think about our policy on transgenders, like Bill Maher. You know, he's just out there trying to, you know, mellow the waters so they can lull us all back to sleep and take over again. That's all. They're just trying to soften their position on radical ideas so they can lull us all to sleep, think we're playing by the same set of rules, and they can take over again and crush this country. That's it. If you're stupid enough to fall for that, or that in the neighborhood, we call that the overlay for the underlay. If you're stupid enough to fall for that, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, George Bush said, you can't get fooled again. Okay. If you stupid, gay, Fox News Trotskyites let these communists lull you to sleep, I know you're in on it. Because nobody's that stupid. Nobody's stupid enough to believe Bill Maher is actually changing the organizing principle of the communist ideology, which currently holds the reins of power in the Democrat Party. Nobody is stupid enough to believe that.
Fetterman.
Not buying it for one second. First of all, the man looks stupid. And he is kind of stupid. Okay, he's not an intellectual by any means. He's saying the most basic thing on the edges to ask him about the mass deportations. Somebody, tomorrow, please, you get a chance to ask Fetterman a question. Ask him about the mass deportations. How many? Give us a number. Don't tell me the fraudsters, Michelle Tafoya. I don't want to hear about deporting fraudsters. We don't want to deport the fraudsters. We want to deport every single foreign invader that came in under the Joe Biden administration, every last one of them, down to the small children, too. Yes, that includes the five-year-olds. Absolutely. Because if you cross the border in China with your five-year-old American child, they will take you out back and shoot you and everyone else in your family in the back of the head. Go ahead, cross the border there in Israel. Go ahead. Take a sabbatical. Take a Christian sabbatical. Wear your crosses. Wear your crosses and go in there and cross that border into Israel illegally. And let's see how that goes for you. Hell, go ahead and cross into Mexico illegally. Let's see how that goes for you. Isn't it funny? Isn't it ironic? Go ahead and cross over into Mexico illegally. Let's see how you're getting shot. You make a run on that border with your vehicle, they're shooting you dead. Only thing that goes into Mexico, only thing that gets smuggled into Mexico willfully would be the guns that our deep state gives the cartel to maintain the monopoly of the drug trade, which in turn ends up on your streets where your sons and daughters overdose from fentanyl sent to you by the Chinese Communist Party as payback for the opium wars from the British Empire. Welcome to the show. Congratulations. You live in a sick ecosystem of political corruption. Just corruption on corruption. And they send you a hi, I'm Michelle Tafoya. I spent 30 years as a sideline reporter in the NFL. I'm going to fight for your conservative values. I promise. One of which is the right to kill your unborn child. I've gone feral, people. You see how what they've done? They've took a guy who was rather reasonable and would pretty much talk to anybody about anything. And you've turned me feral because, I mean, they're just, you people are not courageous. You're not courageous one bit. You're cowardly. And I can't stand to be in your, I can't stand to be in the same place, but I don't want to share the same air as you. I don't want to breathe the same oxygen as you. I don't want to be close enough to get your cowardly stench on me. Because I can smell it. That's the thing. It has an odor. Cowardice has an odor. It has an odor. I'm just telling you guys, man, come on. Seriously, what are we even talking about here? You give up your pro-life pillar and platform. You got nothing. You're going to rededicate the country to God? And as a what? Tribute? We're going to give up the pro-life pillar of the conservative Christian movement? You people are stupid. You deserve the wrath of God, and I don't want to stand next to you when the bolt of lightning strikes. This is beyond elections and politics. And I mean, it's not because it is elections and politics, but this even goes beyond politics. I mean, you boys better go read your scripture again and remember how God opened up the desert and swallowed Dathan and his whole clan whole after the Exodus in captivity there in Egypt. Swallowed them whole. You won't even get a fast death. I would see it how God would see fit to let you live out your life with the agony of contradiction. The painful agony and resent. Of contradiction, regret of contradiction, the weight of contradiction will crush you. And it's why some of you don't stand up straight anymore. The weight of contradiction has crushed you, literally, physically. The weight of contradiction has crushed you. You know an elder man with some integrity because they still stand up rather straight.
Oh, gravity pulls on everybody. Oh, yeah.
Okay. No. Gravity pulls on most because most men are wicked. Most men feared the light because their deeds were evil. They had no courage. They had no sacred honor. We are living in a country bereft of sacred honor, and maybe most of all, in the Minnesota Republican Party. Who have the audacity to read an invocation, pretend to be Christian, wave an Israeli flag in the name of Christ, and then endorse, condone, promote, subsidize a woman who's openly pro-choice. You people are disgusting, and you deserve to die under communist rule. You know what's sad? You most likely will. And although it's a fit and just punishment, it still is very unfortunate and tragic. But I'm not going to hell with you. Sorry. It's been another Sunday night live here on the Alex Jones Network. Your host, Royce White. I'm here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are full tilt against the Rhino establishment, not a single back step, because as I said during my convention speech, there is not a back step left to take. We are at the cliff's edge. Christians have been pushed to the cliff's edge here in this country and all around the world. And I may not be able to rally all the Christians to the front line like the late, great Charlie Kirk, but I can and I will hold the line by myself if need be, and I will go to my death lifting up the glory of our one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who they called Yeshua. God bless you. Godspeed. We'll see you next weekend.
The night at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him. It's coming to a close, and liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to AlexJonesLive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at AlexJonesLive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal.
alexjoneslive.com. The coordinates of freedom.